Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you're looking for some inspiration this spring in your outlook on life, consider taking some advice from the mid-19th century philosophers of the intellectual and art movement known as aestheticism.
Their philosophy was that if you surround yourself with beautiful things, you would lead a more beautiful life.
Truthfully, how can you possibly resist living the beautiful life? We couldn't, so in search of it, we headed to Newport, Rhode Island's Rose Cliff Mansion, one of the summer cottages of the industrialists of the American 1800s. It's where we met curator Ashley Householder, who's with the Preservation Society of Newport County, which operates Rose Cliff and the other Newport mansions. There we toured the new exhibit called Bohemian Beauty, the Aesthetic Movement, and Oscar Wilde's Newport.
If nothing else, I really wanted folks to have a visual about what the aesthetic movement meant, because it was such a visual movement talking about pure beauty and art for art's sake.
True to its name, we stepped into a hallway where we were surrounded by all sorts of beautiful objects: floral wallpaper, elaborately carved and inlaid furniture, which also displayed finely painted porcelain and china. There were beautiful dresses and jewelry.
So the aesthetic movement began in England by a group of painters, poets, and thinkers, essentially, who were interested in pure beauty.
Some of the creations that came out of the movement were magnificent furnishings and ornate furniture. Some of it made in Massachusetts by the firm Haywood Wakefield and Gardner Mass. Some of it made in New York by the firm Herder Brothers. And you have an example of that right here, almost in front of us. Shall we walk over to it?
It is magnificent, yes. This cabinet by the Herder Brothers firm. It really speaks to this art furniture of the 19th century with these highly ebonized finishes and these gilt details that would have reflected the light in these magnificent interiors. And it also showcases beautifully the stylized flowers that were so popular, chrysanthemums.
Is that paint or inlay?
This is inlay.
It's so elaborate.
If the aesthetic movement had a celebrity spokesman, it would be Oscar Fingal O'Flaherty Wills Wilde, or Oscar Wilde, the Irish poet and playwright. Wilde went on a speaking tour across the U.S. in the late 1800s to promote the ideas of beauty and creating art for art's sake. His message was well received in many places, in New York and in Newport's high society, but Boston was a slightly different story. In 1882, when Oscar Wilde was scheduled to speak at the Boston Music Hall, a group of Harvard students showed up just to mock him.
They purposefully came in late. They strolled down the middle aisle of the music hall carrying sunflowers, which were really the trademark of the aesthetic movement, along with the lily, you know, in an effort to embarrass him. But he knew about their arrival and had changed up his costume, and he was just wearing a very proper evening suit to really kind of stand out as the adult in this crowd of adolescents.
Many thought Wilde's message and his movement were a waste of time, or, as quoted by the Boston Globe at the time, utterly useless. Others worried what obsessing over beautiful things can do to one's life, as is demonstrated by, of all things, a teapot at the exhibit.
So this teapot is double-sided. On one side, we see a male form sporting a sunflower. On the opposite side is a female form sporting a lily, which, again, were the two trademark flowers of the movement. And the whole satire of this piece is to poke fun at the fact that this couple has lived up to the tenets of the aesthetic movement to such a high degree that they've literally turned into their china. It is a wonderful piece.
And it should be noted that Oscar Wilde himself did obsess over his china. He wrote, quote, "I find it harder and harder every day to live up to my blue china." The aesthetic movement was just a moment in history, lasting for just a couple of decades. Artistically, it was replaced by the arts and crafts movement, which centered on promoting handcrafted art in response to an industrial age of mass production. But some say the hand of aestheticism was at work beyond the death of the movement itself, in Van Gogh's Sunflowers, in the work of Salvador Dali, and even in the music of David Bowie. Perhaps there's something we might consider today about the aesthetic movement as we rush in this century to the end of another busy work week.
In reading a lot of Wilde's comments about how he found Americans at that time in 1882, and he would talk about seeing them on trains and seeing them going into the city, commuting to their jobs, and how exhausted they looked, and I think that's as relevant today.
So part of it is then take a little time today and find something beautiful to take a look at and consider.
That's exactly it. Yes, that is exactly it.
That was Ashley Householder, curator of exhibitions at the Preservation Society of Newport. WBUR's Yasmin Ammer produced this story. At the Rosecliff Mansion in Newport, Rhode Island, until November 4th, you can see the exhibit we toured. It's called Bohemian Beauty.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come, baby.